So it is a final look at sports this morning, and the SA Open, it returns. It gets underway in Durban today with the first round starting now at about 9:30. So I'm on the website as we speak, and it does look like we will get some guys who tee off as soon as 9:20. We have the likes of Foster, LaRue, and Lobsa, who will be teeing off at 9:20. So to the guys who've been working literally throughout the night to make sure that the course is good, well done to you guys. We appreciate you, and we are ready to witness some of the best golf action we've seen in a long time. Now, it will be the 18th time that the SA Open has been played in Durban, and the first time since 2010 when Ernie Els lifted his fifth SA Open title. Dean Burmester returns to the Investec South African Open as the defending champion, and he talks about what he thinks of the new look DCC.
Obviously, the course has changed a lot. Put in a burn on the back nine comes into play quite a lot. So, you know, a lot more water in play. They've opened up a lot of the bush areas and put in this fescue grass, and that's made the let the rough grow around the fairways, which is the most penal thing, because generally when you were on the fairway or around the fairway around here, you were in play, you could score. And now that's a totally different story. You've got to be really precise, and you're going to have to manage the conditions.
Yeah, so it does seem like some difficult conditions, but hey, as long as it doesn't rain and it's good golf for the next 4 days, and the champion gets crowned on a Sunday, I'll be there on Saturday to watch some of the golf. So yeah, looking forward to that one. Liverpool, they took another step towards the Premier League title with a 2-0 win over Newcastle. They are now 13 points clear of Arsenal, who were held to a goalless draw by Nottingham Forest. Man City are into the top four after their 1-0 victory at Tottenham. Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou was sorry to see their winning run come to an end.
This is frustrating. It's you know, we obviously we won three on a trot, and we wanted to continue that, but it wasn't to be. Having said that, I think the performance still stacked up, and that was really important.
Yeah, Man United, they beat struggling Ipswich 3-2, while Brentford and Everton played out a 1-0 draw. Leicester City boss Ruud van Nistelrooy is calling on his players to be strong as they enter the business end of the Premier League season. Now, Leicester have lost their last three top-flight matches and are 5 points from safety ahead of tonight's trip to West Ham United. Ruud says it's very important they don't get too low if the results don't improve straight away.
When you're in a situation like this, you have to congest disappointment on a regular basis. You have to be strong. You have to be able to show your character. You have to be able to reflect and learn and improve.
Yeah, so that one kicking off at 10 p.m. tonight. It is Leicester against West Ham United. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.